like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to talk to you about a few things. And I just want to make sure I get that. I just want you to think about what I'm about to say. Because the previous program I was doing a little while ago, I think I got went over the top a little bit and made fun or point out the danger of being what it means to be a Democrat. And there's lots of good Democrats. You can be a religious Democrat. But the theme is always the same. It's you love it because you don't have what a Republican mean. Therefore, Republican means I am subject to the Constitution. See, and the Constitution is moral. It's like the Ten Commandments. It's necessary, and not that I need the Constitution, nor any human being who is noble. You don't need any governing in that sense. You do need some kind of authority for bridges and roads and things like that in the army. But you, as a Republican, you represent heaven on earth. We hold these truths to be self-evident. But it isn't self-evident to the people on the left. Nor on the people on the Ku Klux Klan on the other side. Well, it's Ku Klux Klan. I guess it's not on the other side. It's still the same side, isn't it? Never thought of that. That's interesting. So the number to call me about your problems. Maybe you can actually take on some of the things I said in the first hour. Otherwise, I'll talk about the body language, how important it is to have the right kind of body language sending out signals to overpower the body language of the wicked. So what we have is body language which has energy. The wicked person who has body language is a demoralizer. The body language is bullying. The body language is being too nice and sweet and to seduce you from your better state, or to bully you out of your right mind, to seduce you out of your right mind. So when you've lost your right mind, you go around people who help you feel good about the loss of your right mind, because you become wrong, and wrong becomes right, because you don't like the average person when they're wrong don't like to see their own wrong. It's very hard for me to help you if you cannot see your own faults. And you don't get many friends when you criticize. You don't get much of an audience if you criticize the audience for their failings. But the truth is, the only way we can survive is to have a person like me, not as an entertainer, but as a person who has the cojones, the courage, if you like, to tell you how the cabbage. But it's not popular. It's very difficult to tell a person the truth. But I thought Americans love truth. Don't you respect the person who stands up and speaks out to the adversary or the friend. And not afraid to lose the friend, and not afraid to fight the adversary, to hold the ground. That's the way we should be, but most of you are not that way. You think highly of yourself because lots of people will love you the way you are. You can play your role. You can have a persona. And we'll be back in a second. Okay, don't go away. The post office box is, if you want to support my program, it's Foundation of Human Understanding, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Thank you. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, call 1-800-877-3227, or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm just putting a little spray in my throat. I hope it lifts it up a little bit. Hello, this is Roy Master speaking. I do hope you appreciated the sacrifice I made, the sacrifice of listeners falling away. Because the truth of the matter is, truth is not popular. The simple truth about ourselves. Our sicknesses are caused by suppressing your wrongdoing, your foolishness, or making excuses. If you could just stop making excuses, you all of a sudden the light would shine. Your whole life would change. Excuses is a lie. That's number one. How many of you make excuses? Everybody. You'd lie if you didn't. But that was what was wrong with Adam. The first thing wasn't so bad. He chose to eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. But then he made it worse. And he makes an excuse. But Eve made me do it, something like that. And that pissed off, excuse the expression, God. But it's not, he knew this, actually, it's not really that way. Because only one man produces death, and death through sin, through one man's sin, and death through sin spread through the whole human race. And there's another story to that, where there's redemption here somewhere in everybody's life, if they could just face one fact. And the main fact we're involved with here is your excuse. Because if you keep on doing stupid things and not wanting to see it and bearing it, it will come out disease. You'll become addicted to those who rise to the occasion of your need and make you feel better than you deserve. So really, there's a whole industry out there. Drugs, you know, alcohol, medicine, illegal or illegal, drugs, illegal or legal. Everything that rises to the occasion of your need to feel better than you deserve, and make you feel more worthless, trying to make that into worth. See, so nearly all of you have some mechanism where you can actually look away from your problems. I can tell you one of them is very simple. It's called judgment. Now, judgment is a very, very cheap drug. You don't have to buy it. You just have to stay angry and look down your nose at somebody, either silently or put somebody down and enjoy the feast, the demoralization. you're like basically another form of ISIS, but you're just not that, not so demoralized as they are. In other words, you just enjoy eating a person and demoralizing them. So somebody demoralized you and took away from you your innocence. And maybe when you come into the world, it happens. And everybody has the same problem. You lose that sitting on the throne of righteousness. In other words, there's a place inside you that is holy. And if you are not violated, if you can escape being violated, you will unfold like a flower as a representative of God on earth as it is in heaven. That's how it would be. But that's not to be the case, because the sin of one man spread through the human race. Through one man's sin and death, through sin spreads the human race. So your parents are imperfect, and that imperfection enters you and takes you away from it as they were taken away and replaced. The place of the holy is now unholy. Something sits unholy in its place. And the unholy thing reaches out to that which made it in its image. Deep inside is an image, a dark self that no longer receives a life force of love from within. In other words, you have been displaced, your soul has been displaced in its allegiance, so that the tendency is to look for that which has corrupted you for love and for guidance and for programming, because you've lost your way. And because you've lost your way, they can send you any way they want. And you may not even know it. You may not even see it, because the light comes and shows you that not standing up for yourself and getting angry and doing unto others what was done to you, you just become them. And if you don't do that, you become a slave of them. And so you're always looking for Dracula to give them a little bit of blood, and he gives a little bit of his identity inside you, and you die and get born again Dracula. See? And that you have a whole life. You can live to 100 years old with drugs and all kinds of things to keep you alive, but never draw a breath of common sense. You live, but you never understood life. You die having never lived, because your drugs, your alcohol, but then you don't have, what good are you if you're going to be invaded? What good are you if you're going to, you know, against the gangs? What good are you against the smart ones in the positions of power and the ones that you elect to rise to the occasion of your need? You ever look for love in all the wrong places? Well, you got Obama. That's it. Collectively, he rises up like from hell as a pretty boy with great love for you. All he does is nurture what's gone wrong with you. And all he does to us is to intimidate us with his promises he doesn't deliver, and causes us to resent him secretly and be frustrated and then be paralyzed, because somehow we don't know how to deal with this, because this person is in a position of power that's put there by millions of people. So he can do anything he wants. So you've got to be very careful about the way who you are, whether you're a drug addict, whether you're on welfare. It doesn't matter, you're a slave of something. And as a slave of something, you're not getting any better. You're getting much worse. You're getting sicker and sicker and sicker. But then all of a sudden the sickness is, you don't know what the sickness is, it's sin. And sin is a hypnotic state. I'll just put it into modern language. Sin is a hypnotic state. I'm a professional at it, I'm ashamed to say. But through the knowledge of it, through my workings with it over the years, 6 years on the Institute of Hypnosis in Texas, you know, Houston, Texas, Montrose Boulevard, I've plowed my way through it looking for the secret of life, looking for why people are made to do and cannot see what they're doing is wrong, and drinking and smoking and looking for excuses and looking for other people to love them. And what kind of love do they get? You're looking love, always getting love from the wrong place. Always getting love from the dark side. You're just a sucker waiting to be infected with more love, with a sense of worthless worth. And so, as a nation, unless you wake up from your sleep, I'm not saying all of you are that way, but all too many. All too many is you get 2/3 of people asleep and your country's finished. There's no freedom because you're not free to say no to government, because you either have to pay taxes and you're a slave of paying taxes to those people who receive the gifts in exchange for their votes. And you make the demoralized rise up and feel bloated with power. See? That's what it happens. And we are poor creatures digging a little life and the tax man taking most of it and giving it to those who don't work. And they're emboldened in that relationship. They will love that which rises to the occasion and makes them feel good about being rotten and good about being wicked. Do you understand where I'm going with this? No, probably not. So we live in a day of clever manipulations and ones you don't see. But good is not undone necessarily, because the suffering of your life could awaken you to something was wrong. If I was the devil, I would make sure you could have everything you wanted and never look for God. The whole idea in this game, if the manner of speaking, is that you come into the world, and you come into the world, you lose, not by your fault anymore. It was your mother or your father who robbed you of your life without realizing it. And it goes back all the way back to Adam. It's generational. So each generation demoralizes the next generation. They can't help it because their body language, their behaviors, their false goodness, seductive, cruel, impatient. They can't help themselves. They don't see it. They have children. They're only interested in one thing. The man is only interested in sex and feeling, etc., etc. And so you don't have noble men anymore. You don't have enough. And the good ones are fighting for us. See? What are they fighting for? We're becoming more degenerate people. We're becoming more like Democrats rather than Republicans. This is a republic. It's not a democracy. If you hear people saying this is democracy, they're dead wrong. And if you hold on to your democratic way of life, it's counter to the Constitution. It's counter to morality. That's the reason why. If you as a demoralized person can demoralize others, if you're good at it and skillful at it, as politicians are, you can demoralize the whole country and make them Democrats or Democrats. And that's the end of it. So there's a war between... There's also good Democrats, and you don't mind me talking about these things, but Democrats basically represent the South as it was, as I said, the inner cities represent that. And so they're just taking over the demoralized remnant and multiplying them with welfare and guarded by gangs and bad schooling. Cannot escape. Have to have welfare and no freedom. And anger rises. And that's what you see in Baltimore. The anger has to go somewhere, doesn't it? But not to the person who did it to them.
Anyone who's thinking about making a New Year's resolution, you might think twice and make a new you resolution. You can be a new you because there's a way to disconnect from the struggle, from the draining daily drudgery of life. But it's a choice you have to make. These people have made that choice, and listen to what they say.
What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that, helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong, and as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Now it's your turn to choose. Be a new you. Stop struggling and giving your energy to something that you don't want to exist. Stop giving away your life to it. Go to www.fhu.com, and right now, listen to the Be Still and Know. Go to fhu.com and learn how to be a brand new you. fhu.com. Be the new you. fhu.com.
Stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly, and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said. And since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous, married. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com. And download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
Okay. Hey, the father of modern confusion, Karl Marx, was once called one of those evil men in the 20th century. He was the quintessential liberal lefty. Okay. Haters of good. You know, purveyors of evil and demoralizing people. It's so easy to demoralize people and enslave them, you have no idea. And they can't get back. Remember, it's a hypnotic state. You can't get out of it. And it goes from generation to generation. So that's why the country becomes numb. After a while, so many people becoming demoralized, the wrong solutions, feeling better, drugs, alcohol, you know, welfare, all the wrong solutions. The solutions to the problem is worse than the cause. The cure is worse than the disease. And that's what you have, that's what's happening in your country with the solutions that Obama is giving you. He does nothing, he doesn't have to do anything wrong, so he's not doing anything wrong, he just doesn't do anything at all. So how can you blame him? You can't blame him for it. You could just puzzle and get upset. And slowly things fall apart. And then you get frustrated and you can't make a living. Your wife gets upset and you get divorced. And it all sets in motion. His body language. His body language. If you weren't... so demoralized. I'm sorry to put it, ladies and gentlemen, all of you who elected him are demoralized. Every single one of you, because you should have seen what he said when he said, what did he say? Fundamental transformation. There it is. Fundamental transformation. And you thought, you believed these words. You believed him. You trusted that. But you didn't see through him like you should have done. Because only an animal does not see through you. He doesn't have that thing in his head, the spiritual thing in his head that shines a light on it. You got two lights and you got two suns. One is S-U-N and the other one is S-O-N. And so therefore, with your redemption comes a regeneration of your relationship with God through him. Got it? And the minute that happens, your light shines on your own faults. Oh, I never saw that before. But you're not angry. It's uncomfortable and embarrassing, perhaps, but you don't get angry seeing it like you used to, and you don't suppress it. You don't make an excuse for it. Making excuses is, if you keep making excuses, you stay in that state forever. And those excuses, you put them all together, and it becomes a philosophy. And that philosophy can be governed by, you know, your rebellious self will cause you to be discovered by people who can read your language, read your body language, and rise to the occasion of your needs and make you feel better about yourself, or worse about yourself. In which case, you become a slave of that person. You always become addicted, and your life transfers over to the bully. And if you want to have a life, you have to take a life by doing unto others what was done to you. So you can do it. So if you could create a chain gang, beginning and with politics, beginning with the wave, the energy field coming down from the hive. When it comes down from that, then we're doing unto others what was done unto us, because you have lots of people giving their lives to the bully, the tyrant, the would-be tyrant, which is in your office, which is in the office of president right now, defiling it. And you don't know what to do. It's because you're not Americans. You're basically cowards. You're too busy with stuff, too busy fighting each other, too busy getting drunk, too busy worrying about this and worrying about that and trying to fix yourself and going to doctors and having trouble with the kids. And so your whole life is chaos. And so, what's going to happen to us? Because the enemy sees that we're broken. He sees us taking drugs. He sees that everybody is on drugs to some degree. I have to admit, I have to take a Tylenol for my heart, but I don't really need it. But my doctor said to me before he retired, he said, please take this. I said, I don't need anything. I didn't. He said, promise me, I'm your friend, just take one every night. So I do. There it is. That's about it. And so, where do we go from here? I was talking about Karl Marx, and he's one of the craftiest evil men, and he was the quintessential liberal on the left, the Democrat. And not all Democrats are bad, they're just caught up in it. They're just appeasers, mostly appeasers, and tend to love their enemy in a strange way, not exactly what Jesus taught them, but to embolden the enemy. Thinking they're loving the enemy, they embolden them, so they don't realize how evil is being served. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You cannot be manipulated if you know how to be stand your ground. And the only way you can stand your ground, the only way, is through redemption from not standing your ground. from giving in and going along, or playing the role of doing to others what was done to you. That's the only roles you've got. And that's how you conquer a whole nation. So I was talking about Karl Marx in the 20th century. He was the quintessential liberal, and he was codenamed political manipulator. And he developed a widely used system of deflecting public scrutiny and once taught the followers, later called communists or the left, how to confuse opponents. This is what's going on in your country right now, confusion. You have, you know, the mainstream media is just stock full of those kinds of people. Lies, 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 lies is truth. So he says, accuse people of what you do to them. Listen to that. Accuse. Accuse people of what you do to them. And have you ever had someone accuse you of doing something they were doing? And you see how it got you? And pretty soon you're a slave of that person. Because you are guilted into, because you're decent. And he isn't. So he doesn't feel guilt. But such a person can be stopped. If you couldn't be made to be upset, if you could hold your ground. But holding your ground, the point is you need to have the authority over that ground. And you don't have the authority over your earthy ground unless you have a heavenly spirit within you. Not possible. Not possible. The only way you can control somebody is to do unto others what was done unto you, is to play the Marx game. See, so have you ever caught a wrongdoer in the act of noticing how instinctively they spin the truth around and accuse you of the very thing that he was doing to you or she was doing to you, and they get away from it scot-free? By such means, nations are confounded. Whole nations end up being ruled by those with the darkest minds or the most insipid minds, whichever way, depending upon if he's a lover of everybody. See, so everybody's lovers. So that everybody's demoralized, all into pleasures, etc. So we live in a day of very clever manipulators, but good is not undone. There also exists powerful defenses against evil primary tool, which I call hypnotic suggestion, your hypnoidal state. Your hypnoidal state is what they call sin. And all who sin, who allow themselves to be affected that way I described, are slaves. And then the only way they can be anything is to do unto others what was done to them. So therefore, you find somebody weaker than yourself and you can live and you can be above them and forget what was above you. And looking down your nose, and you become addicted to demoralizing somebody, to do unto others what was done to you. But then you forget how you got it. So you actually forget it because you're too busy looking at enjoying your own victim, like ISIS. Except you don't kill them right away. You wear them out. You live off their life, little pieces. You take a little piece at a time of their life forces, by irritating them, making them try to stop you by being nice to you, and then being angry, then feeling guilty about the anger, and then they're back to nicing to you, or finding somebody else that will love them, and pretty soon all they do is get caught up as one of them. They're doing to others what was done to them, or just finding another one that's going to take advantage of you, and you can't say no to them. And you don't know that this is the secret of it. See, so I said the good is not undone. There's a powerful defense against evil's primary tools that are suggested. Excuse me, I couldn't say just suggestion, right, could I? It means I'm getting old. So therefore, Karl Marx's suggestion is the quintessential criminal standard of modus operandi. Questions, suggestions given under any kind of duress is the psychological equivalent of C4 explosive. Not only are most people living under some form of mental incarceration within the family structures, or such a disease-causing entity exponentially envelops an entire nation into hypnotic spells. Nearly all of you are caught up in stress and temptation. The stress is the power of the body language and of the speech. The menacing energy coming out of somebody's body has effect on yours, and when you react and you with fear, you give up your life force to that person, and you've given him the power to hurt you and to program you into submission to him. And you may think of that as love. And if he rewards you, it looks like love. But you're now a slave that doesn't know you're a slave. You think he's your friend. You think he is your friend. Or your friend, you're friendly to him. No, it's an illusion. You're not living your own life. You're going along to get along so you don't lose the center of worth he's going to give you for your worthless, for being worthless. Giving up your worth, so to speak, is a better way of saying it. Unless an antidote, which I have an antidote, antidoteforall.com is where you can go, or you go to my website, antidoteforall.com. And within 7 minutes, now, not everybody is able to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's only those who can recognize where I'm coming from. And you're liking what I'm saying because you see all these things that I'm saying. And it's, oh, I didn't see these things before. Wow. I'm alerting to you and waking you up as much as I can. If you will call me, I will tell you more delicate things that apply to you. But nobody's calling, so I'm spieling away. So the antidote to post-traumatic hypnotic effect on a grand scale, you'll see that, let me say it again differently, the post-traumatic hypnotic effect can be of a grand scale, and suggestions are imprinted. And we're all born to a life of servitude to other people without realizing it. And taking on their, in other words, your typecast. You have body language. I can see people walking in the street. I can meet you and I can tell you what typecast you are. Instead of, once I understand the typecast, I can make you do anything you want. That typecast is a weakness. I'm not typecast. And you must not be typecast. Because there are those who are clever at identifying you. Whatever behavior you have, whatever weakness it is that makes you have that language, your body language. And you just sort of gets into you, knows how to deal with that. They become the representative of what was done to you by your family or from the beginning of time. If you're, let's make it in two categories. One is a bully and one's a coward. So you could, I know how to deal with a bully and make him scared of me. I know how to manipulate a bully. I know how to manipulate the pizza. But I don't want to. I want to try to get you to see that you are a bully. Because you're so used to getting your own way, you don't see that you're a bully. You just think of yourself as being successful. You don't realize, you may not realize, you just take it in your stride thinking you're smarter than anybody else. You know, you're just meaner than everybody else. And people go along and get along. And if you really have a nice, you know, nice face and, you know, a nice body language, or what looks like a body language, like Obama has a nice body, looks like a nice body language, and it looks like a nice guy, but he isn't. And so the tendency is to follow that person because he loves you, and he's very intelligent, he's got things going for you, but you don't know how he's got things going for you. Don't see his modus operandi. You don't see that. But you become part of the psychopathy of it all. You ever see The Silence of the Lambs? And what's his name? What was the name of that sociopath? Hannibal Lecter. See, you could see the speech. And energy. He's actually a very great, and whoever that was, a great actor. Exactly. Eat your liver. And he lets you know he means it. And he puts a fear in you. And it's like a hypnotic state. And fear is a hypnotic state. Now, what I'm trying to do with my fellow countrymen is to wake you up from all of the above, all the different arrangements of your behaviors. whether you're, you've only got two choices. You either go along to get along, and then you don't have a life. Or you bully somebody into submission, and you think you have a life, but it's somebody else's. You're living off somebody dying to you. And if you want to stretch it out, that's what ISIS does. You begin to hate, you begin to, since I'm innocent about these things, I live a good, clean life, and I'm saying these truths about you, when you think you are your own person, you're not. Because if you're your own person, you wouldn't get sick. I've been through the sick things and learned about these things. I began to see that all sickness, I just watched it. I wasn't part of it, because the reason why I'm still alive in the medical field, I've had all kinds of problems ever since I got, you know, went swimming in the ocean and got a parasite, ate a piece of my pancreas away, and the results of all kinds of things. And almost died three times, always got murdered three times, because the Obama doesn't like old people anymore. It's much cheaper to get rid of them and just don't answer his needs. You don't have any doctors on the floor, so that you're dying, but nobody. Well, the doctor takes 3 hours to get to, and then you die. It's 500,000 old people die every year when they didn't have to, and you have no idea. Or you just look. But do you see all these things? Do you see he's not? He's killing our, letting our veterans dying. But really, do you really care? See. Because the only thing you care about is you. It's your feelings. You're always looking to feel good. You're always looking to feel a sense of worth. And every sense of worth is worthless. It's an illusion. And you love your illusions. You love your sense of worth. And you do anything for it. You even become a slave. Okay, be right back. Okay, post office box. If you would like to get... support the program, please. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Hope I said it enough. Say it again in a minute. FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com/. Yes, Wendy's there to answer phones. FHU.com, and then there's a phone number. You can call tonight till 11 p.m. West Coast time. I'll give it to you when we come back. Okay, if you would like to call somebody tonight to order something for Christmas or donate, I give you the number of the office, but somebody is there waiting for you. This lady volunteered to... I've known her 15 years, and she's retired. But she's very helpful. And she loves what she does. And you'll be delighted if you call 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. All right. So I'm going to continue my thoughts here. Unless an antidote to the post-hypnotic effect of temptation on a grand scale of suggestions is found, we're all bound to a life of servitude to other people and to the powerful who said all in motion, people, medicine, and the machine of politics. The huge percentage of Americans have and continue to suffer from some form of life-altering bullying and deception. And you see, damned if you see it, and damned if you don't. Because if you see it, only upsets you, and then you get worse. If you don't see it, you just go on being treated that same old way until you die. And you go from one person to another who doesn't know what the hell they're just guessing. All diseases come from one thing. It is the disconnect at birth, practically. Or when you were young and you saw the impropriety in your family. As a child, you know impropriety. As a child, you don't have to teach children that manners. You don't have to teach them anything if you just left them alone. If you're a good father or mother and you really, really loved your kids, you wouldn't try to get them to love you. And you wouldn't be too harsh on them, but you'd have a demeanor. You'd have a body language, which is, it's not threatening. My body language and my language is threatening to you because you are broken. And the evidence that you're broken is you can't stand what I'm saying. You could just easily overlook what I'm saying if it's nonsense, but you can't. You're actually angry. Well, good. Because I'm going to give you a piece of your own medicine. So now you're angry with me. It's already too late for you. I'm there inside you. Whatever's in me is in you.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I was talking about the antidote to the kind of hypnotic effect on a grand scale to suggestions that must be found. And we're all bound to a life of servitude to other people, medicine and machines, and the machine of politics, as I just said. And a huge percent of Americans have to continue to suffer from one form of life-altering bullies or another. The tragedy is where we often choose. The tragedy is, as I'm trying to say, I'm just running too fast ahead of myself. But the tragedy is that we often choose the evil warden, see, rather than yours truly, who love you. My Father in heaven with me loves me. He loves me, and it you should hear it in my voice. And you could see it in my countenance, in my presence. If you can't see me, you can hear it in my voice. You can see where I'm coming from. I'm saying the damnedest things, aren't I? Why do you think he was? Don't you understand that the powers that be depend on your being demoralized and not able to stand up, each or every one of you? And maybe every now and then one or two will stand up for you and he squashes them because nobody will help them. All too busy to looking out for their own skin. So one would think that researchers and psychologists and psychiatrists would have seen these principles of work in their practices and found a cure. But that's not so, because the education pressures produces a programmed state. So they're not able to see with their mind's eye, only with it into the intellectual programming. And they get a thing on the wall, what you call them, that says he's got a degree on psychiatry, therefore he knows what he's doing, he doesn't. So, think of the loss of power and money in organized medicine and the pharmaceutical industry, where the public to realize that their problem is nothing more than other people living our lives. In other words, we're not really ourselves. And your children, when they come into the world, they won't be themselves. And when they grow up and get married, they won't be themselves either. And then the non-self passes the dark side without realizing. With dark side, we only feel conflict, and we just want to get rid of the conflict. But the conflict is because you've inherited that. And were it not for the conflict, you may not search for the truth. There's something good in the evil. You need evil to. If I was the devil, I'd make you happy. But you see, happiness is not happy either in your life. You notice that even if you want to be happy, you're not happy, but pretty soon you want more and more and more. And the more you have, the more you give a sense of worth, which is worthless. And they have anxiety. And you go crazy. You go crazy, you kill, murder. Kill yourself. The pain is, anxiety is too great. It's a good thing that you inherit sin, but you didn't do it. The only problem you've got is the excuse. So if you will understand, the next time you start to excuse something, it means you've been printed, you've been imprinted, you've been had, you've been, something made you do something, somebody or some as a something in that somebody, because that person is also infected. So he infects you and makes you do, he does to you what was done to him. And it goes down the scale. And there's a bit of music here involved in the scriptures. And the scripture says, Jesus said it, he puts it in plain sight. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But what do you do? You do unto others what was done to you. There it is right there. Now, how do you stop that? How do you not take it out on your kids? You can't stop. It's compulsive. In other words, something ugly controls you. It's the other side of the force. You cannot stop. You have to see that this, what is hurting your kids or ruining your life, is not you. There is no you. There's only what is in you thinking, making you think. Your thoughts are yours. You don't have any of your own thoughts. You don't. You're making, if you're the typecast in a special way, and you'll have the same body language and the same thoughts, and I know people like myself, I can play you like. I can't if I want to. But then I'd become a degenerate. My purpose is to get you to see that you're not yourself lately. And maybe up to a certain point you thought you were yourself, but as you go through life, every mistake leads to another mistake, and every mistake leads to an excuse. An excuse is the sin. That's it. But the point is, all I ask you to do is to realize that even the excuse has been given to you. Let me give you a simple example. If you go to China or to Japan, so I can make a little fun here. And the same scene, there's money on the table of dad, and something says to a kid, go ahead, take it, you can have your little airplane, or you can have your little sword, see? And you take it, and your father comes in and says, did you take that money? Oh, no, Daddy, and Johnny made me do it. Oh, don't hang on. Yeah, I just could change it into Japanese. All right, I know I'm not going to change it, David. I'm not talking. I'm coming. Go ahead, take it. Okay, go ahead, take this. Take the break. I got it. I didn't realize we're at the end of the program, so. What's the watchword? Excuses piled on top of each other becomes fanatic. Anyway, I've got time. Yes, but why don't you go to my Cure Stress device? It's a wonderful, it's Christmas gift. We've only got 450 left, and there won't be any more left. Go to fhu.com/donate if you want to donate. And buy the Cure Stress device. It's a little computer with earphones, etc. And give it as a gift to someone you love. First problem. Okay. And the kids would love it too. See the magic in the children. Gotta go. Thank you for supporting my program.